It's Wednesday, the 22nd of October, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. The Namibia Airports Company reported stable growth, recording a 6% increase in revenue to 540 million Namibia dollars and a profit after tax of 9.4 million Namibia dollars for the 2024-25 financial year. NAC spokesperson Dan Kamati.
These were attributed to NAC's route development strategy, which landed additional service from South African Airways, Fly Angola, Fly South Air and Discover Airlines during the period under review. With additional flight frequencies to Othea Kutako and Walvis Bay International Airports, passenger volumes grew to 1.1 million during the period under review.
Government has allocated 663 million Namibia dollars to cover registration and tuition fees for the first quarter of 2026 under the subsidized free tertiary education plan. Finance Minister Erica Shafuda announced the funding during the midterm budget review, adding that 151 million Namibia dollars will also go toward recruiting 665 new teachers as part of a complete 814 million Namibia dollar education allocation. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, who is on a state visit to Jakarta, has called for stronger political and economic ties with Indonesia. After meeting President Prabowo Subianto, he said both countries will deepen cooperation in trade, diplomacy and multilateral efforts.
We spoke of the importance of building a more resilient and diversified economies between our two countries as we face similar geopolitical headwinds. This state visit was preceded by a business forum, which provided a platform for South African companies to engage with their Indonesian counterparts.
Ugandan police have confirmed at least 46 people are dead and several others are injured after a road accident in the north of the country. The accident happened early Wednesday along the Kampala-Gulu Highway. Isabel Nakiria has the latest.
Police say two buses collided head-on while trying to overtake, and two vehicles following behind crashed into them. The crash left the highway scattered with debris and bodies as rescue teams worked through the wreckage. Several people are still in critical condition. The injured have been taken to nearby hospitals, with some transferred to Kampala for better treatment. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has offered $1,400 to each bereaved family and about $300 to each of those injured. Police have launched an investigation with reckless driving as a likely cause. Isabel Nakiria in Kampala.
And U.S. chess grandmaster and popular online commentator Daniel Naroditsky has died at the age of 29. His family confirmed his sudden passing in a statement published by his club. Naroditsky rose to prominence after winning the Under-12 World Youth Championship in 2007 and became a grandmaster at just 18. Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.